It's time for The Buzz on KFAR Radio. A look at the growing marijuana industry in Alaska. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. And now, The Buzz.
Hey, that's us. Welcome, everybody, to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and live at KFARradio.com. Hope you're having a beautiful Saturday. I'm one of your hosts, Joe Hatchie. Sitting next to me is fine, strapping young gentleman, co-host and business partner, Sam Hatchie.
Hey, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. A wonderful intro. We have a very special guest in our studio today.
Mr. I want to hear the intro again. It was really good.
Mr. Ryan Yurong from Sub-Zero Holsters. How you doing, buddy?
Great. Yeah. Fantastic, even.
Yeah, that's good.
The weather's fantastic. It's great. Today's great.
You like this cold weather?
I do, honestly. I mean, it's not cold right now, right? Remember, like, a couple years ago or even last year, we had, like, a week.
Yeah.
This same time, it was, like, negative 40 for, like, a week and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And then the year before that was late December rain.
Oh, that was
And then the freeze. Novel, dude.
Yeah. Snowpocalypse and then icepocalypse. It was bad.
I think it's
so,
like,
yeah, I love the weather right now.
Every mile you put on that year is, like, counted for five for your vehicle.
That really hurt the animal population, too. They couldn't get through the ice, like, little varmints and things like that.
I heard a lot about ADAC in that time. I mean, they're not in the same weather pattern, but, you know, ADAC Alaska, where they erected that military base, and then they brought caribou out there to hunt for the military because they couldn't barge food. Anyway.
Well,
yeah. But I heard the population Well, they
don't
have any natural predators out there.
Oh.
So the caribou out there just got to be these, like, absolute monsters. Like, monsters.
Yeah.
Like, and nothing is hunting them down. So, so people would go on these, like, big trophy hunts. These, like, guides would come out and make tons and tons of money on people. And the military just left. So the base is there.
Uh-huh.
Like, the buildings are there. I mean, they took all the fun stuff, you know, but, like, there's just buildings. So you just go out there and there's just caribou rampart. You know?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Why do we not know about this show?
Why are we
fly out to ADAC and smack a caribou?
But anyway, the weather patterns definitely changed all that. I'm for sure. I just recently read about that, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Plan a trip, boys.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah. Well, we were just thinking about, I was talking to Joe about the other day with the 40 mile and that herd and over the last couple of years and how just across the whole northern hemisphere, really, all the caribou across Canada and Alaska, all the herds have been, you know, kind of on the down count, you know, over the last few years. And it's just kind of interesting to see how nature's developing, you know.
40 miles of battlefield.
Oh, man.
It's a battlefield.
Our
first
year, we were up way back. I mean, we rode ATVs long ways and hiked and got way back in the tops. And there were bullet flutters and claps.
Yeah, yeah.
And just, like, bullets whizzing by.
I have never heard a bullet fly that close, man.
And it was all souped up on the top. And people were just on the top shooting across.
Yeah, we could hear the bullets before the gun.
Oh, yeah. Little.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's some Civil War stuff.
Bro.
Man. I don't want to. Right. I don't like 40. I'll be honest with you. I don't like 40-mile hunt. I know that it puts a lot of caribou in people's freezer, and I can appreciate that. But I've only done it one time, and that was enough for me. I wanted to make battle patches. You know, like the I survived 40-mile kind of thing. I wanted to do the patches, but I thought maybe there's a lot of people that rely on that hunt. So it is what it is.
Yeah, that's fun. But anyways, you're here. Because you're an avid hunter and fisherman and Alaskan guy and an entrepreneur, as well as a high-level PCC USPSA shooter, and you own a company, a holster company, Sub-Zero Holsters, man.
I'm all those things.
And a family and kids. There's a lot of...
First of all, I need to clarify, PCC is real. and it should be classified, and I need to take the credit for Grandmaster all the way. I went all the way to the top with it.
Nice.
So, I took over a shooting club up here from my brother who passed away in 2017. We had kind of a shambled club at the time, and we didn't know what the direction was or what to do, and I sure as heck didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of a big gamble to even keep the name alive. The owner before my brother, Shane Sudarth, down in Florida now, I called him a bunch and I was like, hey, what do I do? I don't know how to run a business. I don't know how to run a club. I don't know anything about it. You know, I just put my toes in the water whenever my brother bought it in 2017. So Everything was brand new, and we took a gamble, and I told my brother's widow, I told her, give me like 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, 1 year to figure it out and then another year to grow it. And if it doesn't grow, then we'll hang it up and we'll go from there. But I didn't want to lose my brother's legacy and what he really wanted. And it's turned out to be a viable breathing machine now. You know, there's a whole network of friends, you know, people, honestly, people that I would meet on the street and be super cordial with, but I would never like invite them to my home, you know, like to hang out with my kids.
Yeah.
But these people are like some of my best friends in the world, like in deeper than that, you know? Mm-hmm. So competition shooting has been a big part of.
So in what club are you referring to?
Fairbanks, Alaska Shooters.
There you go.
Fairbanks, Alaska Shooters in Fairbanks, Alaska,
nice.
who utilize two different shooting ranges. Once in the summer months, you know, when your socks don't get wet, out at the Fox Range.
Yep.
David Dwyer is running a good thing out there with the Fox Range LC and then at Tannenbaum Valley Sportsman's Association in the wintertime.
Nice.
Yeah, we had David on here about a month ago.
Yeah, about a month ago or so.
Cool.
At 49 State
Cartridge. I got to say, that's really noble of you to take on your brother's legacy and see that through, man. That's
you know,
send shivers down my arms, man.
You know, like when you're in the moment of doing something like that, you don't think about you don't see the big picture of like how many other hands are helping. And as much as I want to take all the credit for everything good that FAST has ever done ever, there's so many people that are so invested in wanting to be better competitors, wanting to be better shooters. And they dove in just as deep as I did. You know, maybe it was a financial thing. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was a personal investment because they knew my brother and they wanted to see that alive also. I don't know. But there was a lot of hands that worked together in building that club. And it's doing well. Mm-hmm. It's doing great.
Mm-hmm. Just a reminder, you're listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM and live at KFERradio.com. There's something going on with this mic.
Yeah, it's a little buzzy. Yeah. So, you know, I'm kind of a newer member to the club. You know, I've been a part of it for a couple of years now, and I've seen the progression of just the membership build over the last couple of years. I mean, we had on a Tuesday, we had almost 20 people show up, which was awesome. And there was everybody from, you know, old guys to young people to women to, you know, experienced shooters, non-experienced shooters. It was really kind of a cool thing. And we had a shout out to Australian guy, and his name eludes me now. He was up here on his honeymoon. He just got married from Australia.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Facts.
Dude.
And he wanted to come to Alaska and check it out with his wife. And he's like, well, you know, I'm an open class shooter down in Australia, and I wanted to come check out the Alaskan shooter scene. You know what he said to me?
Tell me.
He says, he's like, man, Fairbanks is like one of the best shooting clubs. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, well, aren't there like, you know, Anchorage is pretty good, you know, like, you know, other states have other things. He's like, yeah, but a lot of those clubs like set up one or two stages and then they'll shoot it for that whole week. They may have a few matches, but they're all shooting the same stage.
Lazy.
And you only see a few stages a month.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, Fairbanks, you guys shoot religiously 6 times a month.
Yeah.
And you guys shoot 2 to 4 stages, and they're all different all the time. And he's like, that's just amazing. And he was considering coming out and working for the fire department. He's a firefighter down in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of doing the thing and hanging out.
I love that. I do. I love that. And, you know, like after the 2 years, and I like let me brag on the progression from the beginning. When I took the club, like when the tape was changed from my brother's name to my name as owner, it came with like the assets of membership. And those memberships, there was 7 people. there were 7 memberships that were sold. Within that year, we did the Tannenbaum Valley Sportsman's gun show.
Uh-huh.
We set up a table, and it's the same year that I met some of the greats from Fairbanks Alaska Shooters, like Zach McLaughlin, Jason Parrish, Jamie, Amanda. I mean, there's like our regulars now were the cornerstones of building the club. And after that little group took their networking to their little group, you know, the little tiny place called Eielson Air Force Base. And then they sent out, you know, in drones of people. Our memberships grew from 7 people in that year to like 80 something people.
Nice.
And that was sold membership, you know, not like attendant for matches.
Mm-hmm.
We had some matches that were well over 100 people when we were outdoors.
Oh, man.
It was nuts. We hosted the Alaska State Sectionals for years. We did that.
No kidding.
And then, Birchwood. They, yep. you know.
Finally opened up.
Finally. Justin Larkin came out of the shadows and said, hey, we can do it down here.
Yeah.
And then we were like, thank God.
Yeah. Well, last year was 12 stages or 15 stages?
I'll be honest with you. I took a little sabbatical from competition shooting just to grow my business and to, you know, settle in with family. And I got married last summer, so I took a little sabbatical just so that I can focus on some other things to grow. But so I'm not sure. But I heard it was fantastic.
It was super fun. Yeah. Well, they have one of the bays in the back of the long bays. It was 100 yards start to finish, and they set up the stage that was like you had to run 100 yards, and you're shooting 32 rounds at moving, swinging targets and pieces of steel, and it was so much fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
I do know that Justin Larkin is one of the best stage designers on the planet. I don't care what anybody says. He's so thoughtful on different divisions and. Nothing is swayed or aired to one side or the other.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So if you guys are ever out in Anchorage and you want to shoot against a legend,
Birchwood,
check out practicescore.com. Yes. Yeah. And you can look up local matches here. Fast is on it, and as well as anywhere in Alaska and national competitions as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's circle back to Sub-Zero Holsters, man.
Yeah.
We've just talked a little bit about that real quick for the audience. If they want a custom holster, man.
Yeah, custom Kydex holsters. You basically shout me on Facebook.
Yep.
It's Sub-Zero Holsters official. Okay. I immediately had somebody else made a new Facebook page. It's called Sub-Zero Holsters. And they added an, like, two S's or something. So we were like, no, let's just brand this with official on Facebook. So Sub-Zero Holsters official.
Nice.
And that's all of our socials. We have a TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
When we aren't getting banned for the brandishing of a firearm, which violates community standards.
Okay.
We have TikToks that go into in depth on explaining like some of the mounting systems that we use. You know, holsters haven't changed.
Yeah.
In decades, they haven't changed. And it's all kind of full circle with competition shooting for me.
Yeah.
I wanted a holster that was faster. And it wasn't because I was outrunning the holster, but people around me were. And I wanted to see them grow as well. So I got into the design part of holsters with another company, another local company called 40 Below Holsters, who also make fantastic holsters. Mm-hmm. They actually became a sponsor for our local shooting club for Fairbanks Alaska Shooters, and through that collaboration and learning to build from the owner of 40 Below, sparked new ideas, and those new ideas put me into Sub-Zero Holsters.
Nice.
Several years later, but yeah.
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 After a fun figuring it out. So what kind of holsters do you kind of pride yourself on? So when you say holsters, it could be chest rigs, they could be, you know, in waist, on hip, do you make weird slings? Like what kind of types of products you guys make?
So my bread and butter right now, and there's a season for holsters also, right? Just like there's a season in Alaska for what clothes we wear. We will build any custom holster that you can dream.
Yeah.
Practical holster that you can dream. But that goes all the way down to the Shockwave. I built a back holster for Shockwave for a gentleman that, you know, I don't like to ask the questions on why. It's more of the questions on how. So we did it and we made it work and it's a cool, you know, it works.
Yeah.
But we can build inside the waistband, outside the waistband. Our bread and butter right now is the modular mount system.
Okay.
So we have a system where you can wear an outside-the-waistband holster in different applications. So if you wanted to wear it on the chest when you're out caribou hunting or moose hunting, you slap it on the chest. But when you get to where to your kill, right, you've got to harvest your animal, maybe not having it flop around on your chest when you're bent over, you know, a harvest animal is the place you want it. Maybe you want to put it on your side now. So instead of getting a second holster and then having to carry more gear, you take the same holster and you just click it into your outside-the-waistband. You can also drop that down to your thigh rig. You can click it into your truck. You can put it onto your side-by-side, onto your boat.
What?
You know, the applications for it are literally endless.
Yeah.
The modular mount holster is our bread and butter. They're retailing right now for $165. We don't do any upcharges for sublimated prints. So anything under the sun. If you want a picture of your dog, we can sublimate Kydex for you. And whatever you'd like. Sweet. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
The Buzz will return on KFAR Radio right after this word from our sponsors.
Great deals all week at the Ten and Ah Herb Company. Munchy Mondays with 15% off all edibles. Trainwreck Tuesdays get you $20 six-pack boxes. Don't miss Thirsty Thursdays, 100-milligram hash-aid drinks for just $20. Funky Friday with Bongo half off. How about Shatter Saturdays? Gets you 20% off Frogman and Choice Extracts. Sunday Funday, you'll find Old Deli strains for just $10 a gram. Only at the Ten and Ah Herb Company's all-new retail store. From cultivation to manufacturing to retail. All under one giant 50,000 square foot roof. That's Ten and Ah Herb Company. Open 7 days a week off Wells Street. License number 14467. Marijuana has intoxicating effects and may be habit forming and addictive. Marijuana impairs concentration, coordination, and judgment. Do not operate a vehicle or heavy machinery under its influence. There are health risks associated with consumption of marijuana. For use only by adults 21 and older. Keep out of reach of children. Marijuana should not be used by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
We now return to The Buzz on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, on this fine Saturday. We're talking with Ryan from Sub-Zero Holsters. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
For sure. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
This is awesome. This is so much fun.
He's a character in the studio.
Yeah, it's a hoot.
Wish you could see him.
Usually, like, I have, like, a whole list of giant questions I ask my guests, and we've just been chatting. It's been quite nice. It's nice.
Good.
Yeah. I like it. I hope you guys are enjoying your Saturday out there and listening to us yammer about random various topics. But right before the break, Ryan was telling us about his modular system.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You want to just a little bit about that?
Yeah, so our mod mounts come with two female, so this is what you're going to mount to either your chest rig or your thigh rig or into your truck or your boat, your side-by-side, your four-wheeler, what have you. You get two females, and then you get one male. So the male is going to get married to the holster that we build you, so the custom holster, any make model of pistol.
Mm-hmm. Weapon lights, red dots, anything like
any
that.
Any application, you know, doesn't matter to me. There are obviously some challenges whenever you add certain attachments to weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the TLR-1 series, like the longer light series, present some challenges for like concealability.
Yeah.
However, for the modular mount system, we're not really focused on keeping it concealed. We're focused on keeping it comfortable.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a Blade Tech dealer. So I'm a vendor for Blade Tech in the state of Alaska. And I think that I'm one of two, nice, which includes Sportsman's Warehouse. So the mod mount sits on a chest rig,
mm-hmm,
and the chest rig that we get comes from Matchpoint. Everything that we source and that we have is built in the United States.
Nice.
Blade Tech, the company itself, uh-huh, Matchpoint, the company itself, everything is made and manufactured in the United States, which is a cool thing for us.
Oh, yeah. I love that part.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, Chinesium is everywhere. And when it comes to these kinds of components, like Chinesium components, just use a weaker type of plastic.
Fact.
And in the harsh conditions of Alaska, when it's so cold up here, plenty of just buckle systems will crack and break. And
you know, I have
get American made.
I have that conversation often with customers of mine. You know, some of the older guys that, and dare I say older guys, some guys that I talk to, you know, that are coming in with like a 1911 style or even a revolver style, are so sold on the how simple leather is, mm-hmm, and how tried and true leather is.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm,
leather was tried and true not in these climates.
Yeah.
If you put leather in 40 below, you know, for any amount of time, it's going to shrink. And that's science. Like, it's real nerdy science stuff. If you put your leather holster in your hot car, you know, in an 80-degree day in Fairbanks, Alaska, it's going to expand because science. So so everything that we do is out of Kydex. It's a thermoplastic. It is a rigid material. However, the craft that we build is designed with comfort in mind. Mm-hmm. Now, when we carry concealed, which is a huge component for us, we do concealed carry holsters all day, every day. When we build them, anytime that you put something rigid inside of your pants that's not supposed to be there, it is not comfortable.
Yeah.
And it will not be comfortable. But it is meant to make you feel comfortable in whatever position or compromising, you know, whatever situation you might find yourself in.
It's the tool.
Exactly. You know, a carpenter is going to wear a tool belt.
Yeah.
In his normal life, he's probably not wearing a tool belt around, right? But the tools that he carries advances his life. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have in mind. We also have a new product right now called Cordura Wrap for concealed carry.
Oh.
Cordura Wrap is like, if you think about fire hose, it's like a compressed fire hose that's way lighter in weight. So it's softer against your body, whether you're carrying it, you know, no matter where you carry on your body, appendix on your side, 5 o'clock, you know. If you think of your waist as a clock, if it's directly against your body, it's a little bit more comfortable.
Just a reminder, you're listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM and live at KFARradio.com.
Mr. Ryan Yurong from Sub-Zero Holsters, how can people get a hold of you?
You can just come to my house. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. I will say,
first.
Our shop is a basement shop, and we are growing, and the goal is to get out of the basement. My wife is telling me for sure every day, get out of the basement. but for now, the best way to get a hold of us is through Facebook.
Yeah.
But we have an online shop. We have been sending stuff all over the country.
Nice.
The last 2 weeks especially, we've gotten now – I have a map that we started to mark off on holsters that we sent just to keep track. We've got Maine, Rhode Island, which is – crazy to me.
Yeah, right.
Texas. Tons of Texas. I don't know what happened in Texas, but something happened in Texas. We had a couple border? In California. Yeah, I know. There's a bunch of states.
Super cool.
So they can find me on Shopify. So if you're not local, Shopify.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's really cool. We use Shopify as well.
Yeah.
And so Chad can tell us, you know. Germany just ordered something, Safe. You know, and it's what?
Yeah. So I have one quote unquote international sale, and it's a military guy that's from Wainwright that happens to be deployed right now, but he wanted some knife sheaths for some like commemorative stuff that he, you know, got when he was over there. So,
nice.
So that's pretty cool.
It counts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It counts for sure. Counts.
Knife sheets. You said sheets.
Knife sheaths. Yeah.
So you can make all kinds of things.
Listen, the sky really is the limit when you're custom molding stuff, with thermoplastic.
Yeah, because like I got to hit you up for some sheaths.
For sure.
Yeah, I got some knives in various locations, and I mix and match whole, you know, sheaths for them, and I just like something that's...
we did a recent giveaway for a couple axe sheath covers.
Oh.
You know, folks that go out trapping, and they're cutting branches to set their lines.
Uh-huh.
They have an axe that's most of the time somehow mounted on their snow machine or their four-wheeler. Covering them things up is just safer.
Yeah.
But it's also easier to find. You put like a blaze orange knife sheath on top of your axe cover with a wood grain handle, and then you drop that in the woods somewhere, you know.
You're going to find it.
With the blaze orange thing, it's a fantastic thing. Yeah, it stinks.
Oh, man.
I took my kid hunting one time, camping, and in the morning we went hunting, we came back, and I was showing him how to make kindling with a camp hatchet. And I put the leather sheath on the camp hatchet, set it down, and it took 4 adults and 6 kids like 3.5 hours to find that.
I'm not kidding. It was right there.
It was literally right in front of it, but we couldn't see it. So I went home. I hit the shop. We put a blaze orange and a white with blue stripes on it so that if any orientation it falls on, we're finding that thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I
was caribou hunting one time, and I went down to pick up some garbage. Mm-hmm. It was like this rope.
Mm-hmm.
And It ended up being a black set of binoculars.
Nice.
And a rangefinder that somebody, like, it just popped off somebody's four-wheeler.
Nice.
But if they were in a blaze orange.
Yeah, you'd find
something.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to get some.
Right?
Yeah. And I should say, since you mentioned, you know, like, the bino harness is a thing. If we're hunting out here, you got to be able to glass what you're doing. You got to be able to range it.
Yep.
Oftentimes, some customers will come to me and say, I like the idea of a chest rig and having a sidearm that's more accessible in the chest. What I don't like is that I also have my bino harness. How am I going to do this? Mm. More times than not, we can integrate your holster to your bino harness.
I'm in.
It does mean manipulating your bino harness. That's what it means.
Okay.
But it also gets rid of the double stacking and the weight distribution on the front of you. And we've had tremendous luck doing
You've got two customers right now.
I'm ready.
We need that. That's like the thing, thing that bothers me.
I wear my 10 mil on my chest, but then, like, I have my binoculars just around my my neck, and they're all dangling. And it's
fishing waders, that also gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem with us. And I should say the Matchpoint chest rig that we have is an aerated, so there's holes, like, in design to keep it from, like, sweating out.
Yeah.
And the straps that we use that also come from Matchpoint, they have two points of elastic on each side that goes to your ribs. So when you're walking through
and
the
breathing.
Woods... You aren't getting absolutely shredded by, like, chafing parts of the straps, of rigid straps. But it also means in the on the build of the holster that it's easier to draw and the holster won't come with you. So it makes it just a lot more comfortable. So we're definitely keeping like the complexity of design, but also with comfort in mind, but most importantly with design and how it functions. We want to make sure every holster we build has individual retention. For every single gun, it doesn't matter what it is, individual retention, and you can change it on the fly. So you don't have to carry tools with you. You don't have to do anything. You can change it right where you're standing. If you're looking up a hill and you're looking to go moose, you know, at the moose, you might want to lock that thing down a little bit, you know, individual retention.
Up a hill, Yeah, I love that. That's super cool. I'm glad to see that there's a solution out there, because usually, like you said, like I end up putting my gun on my drop knee, and I like having a light on my 10 mil because a lot of times, you know, here in Alaska, it gets dark.
Yeah, six months of the year,
you know, and I don't have a good holster combo set up to be able to navigate that, and especially the chest rig with the waders. It's really important when you're out fishing and you're out trying to get salmon.
Sure.
You know, protecting yourself. Well, Ryan, man, we're like out of time, bro.
Dude.
Half an hour goes by quick, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks for
it again.
Thanks for stopping by.
Dude, thank you guys.
You're
this
champion.
Super fun.
Yeah, wasn't it? And you were so worried about foul language. Dude.
I was.
You did so well.
I was. Yeah. But I had fun. Thank you guys so much for letting me come on.
Yeah, Sub-Zero Holsters. Check out FAS.
Yep, find them on Facebook and...
Yep, Facebook and Shopify.
Yep.
Sub-Zero Holsters official all the way across.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Thanks again, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
This has been another episode of The Buzz. Thanks for sharing a small part of your Saturday with us. For more information about Tanner and Herb Company, come see us at our retail store at 1200 Wells Street or here in Fairbanks, or find us on Instagram and Facebook. Coming up is Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper.
You've been listening to The Buzz on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Streaming live at KFARradio.com. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company on Wells Street. License number 14467. To listen back to this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the KFAR website. This has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active and KFAR Radio.